This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way, and the Skype username for you is lrn.fm. That allows you to comment on anything you want to discuss, although the overarching discussion we've had tonight has been about freedom of speech. The freedom to libel, the freedom to say things that are offensive, to say things that may not be true about another individual. In the case that is before us, it's Michael Savage, who's being sued by Art Bell. Now, for those that don't know the names, these are two relatively well-known talk show hosts in the national talk radio scene. Art Bell is known for hosting Coast to Coast AM for a number of years, more than a decade, I think.
And now, Somewhere in Time.
Well, yeah, they're replaying. Premier Radio Networks has been replaying those old episodes as its own show, even though Art isn't actually the host these days.
Right.
And then Michael Savage is the host of the show called The Savage Nation, which is a program that airs on quite a few stations. He's like the number five or something like that talk show host in the nation. He's relatively well distributed. And he said something on his September 23rd episode of the show. Daryl, you actually found a link in the lawsuit.
Yes.
Where Art Bell is suing Michael Savage over something that he said. So rather than reading the quote to you, which is what we have been doing,
right,
we have the audio.
And this has not actually been stated what he is demanding from the court.
What Art Bell wants.
Plaintiff demands that defendant make a correction or retraction of the defamatory statement, but defendants ignored plaintiff's demands and have neither corrected nor retracted their statements. Plaintiff has been damaged by defendant's defamatory and slanderous statement. Plaintiff brings this action to recover the damages that they have incurred because of defendant's wrongful conduct.
And I would like to know what those damages are. What are the what is he alleging?
To be determined by the court.
Well, Art Bell,
damages in an amount to be determined by the court.
Well, obviously the amount will be determined by the court, but Art Bell is going to have to say, oh, well, I went to this syndicator and wanted to get a job, and they told me no, they don't want to hire me because Michael Savage said this. Here, let me play the audio, and then we'll, of course, take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. By the way, kudos to Michael Savage. I don't have much nice to say about, but at least he's putting his episodes online for free for people to actually watch.
Yes.
And listen to. So, you know, good for him for that. A lot of shows put their stuff behind paywalls, and he's actually got a YouTube channel with full episodes of his show. So here is the allegedly offending statement that he made. It's not very long.
The show will tell me why. If you don't own a gun, call and tell us why. It's a good topic. I knew the boards are going to get lit up. I generally avoid gun questions. I know this from the first day in radio. I learned you never do certain topics where you can destroy your show. Third rail. You don't talk about three things. One, guns. You say guns, you're finished. For 3 months, they'll talk about guns. You say UFOs, you wind up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker, and you're off the radio after a number of years. You can't do UFOs. That's an in-joke, by the way, for people who understand the business.
That's it. That is the part about, you know, the Philippines, 10-year-old hooker, in-joke.
Right.
That's
and
the offending statement.
He did not change the, you know, inflection of his voice. He didn't change the tone. I was thinking he would have at least been like, and that's a joke, you know, just like change the tone and inflection of the voice. But he didn't do that.
And what are you suggesting that means, that he didn't do that?
That maybe he didn't actually mean it as a joke.
Well, I like I said, I don't know how this is going to pan out. I think that Art Bell's argument here is that, you know, as we were talking about before, in order to allege that somebody has violated the libel laws against a public figure, One has to prove actual malice, which is
right.
to show that the person who said the thing knew that it was false or acted with reckless disregard for the statement's truth or falsity.
And point 47 of the complaint: at present, Mr. Bell is strongly considering resumption of his radio broadcasting and journalism careers. However, the statement has harmed his professional reputation and is hindering his effort to return to broadcasting.
Hasn't.
But he doesn't say how.
Right. That's just he's butthurt. I mean, that's what this is. It hasn't harmed his reputation at all. I mean, look, nobody's going to believe what Michael Savage said here. Michael Savage is a jerk face. You know, he's Michael Savage. He's known for not being very nice. He is not someone you should necessarily believe. Look, I can't imagine there's anybody in the radio programming business who, number one, was even aware that Michael Savage said that until Art Bell filed this lawsuit.
Right.
So I highly doubt Art Bell was talking to anybody at all in the radio business about maybe coming back to doing his show, and that person told him, well, Art, we would hire you back, but Michael Savage said this thing on the radio back in September, so therefore, no, we can't bring you back. I mean, come on,
right,
it's ridiculous.
As was pointed out earlier by a program director of a radio
who
station.
Who called the show tonight, yeah.
Art Bell is kind of flaky.
Definitely
back in
flaky.
2013, he started a weeknight show. So, you know,
on satellite radio.
5 days a week on Sirius XM, lasted 6 weeks. Last summer, he started a show and went a little bit longer than we thought he did. He went about 4 months before ending that one.
That's right.
Now, that show does continue with a different host.
Not the same.
But it ain't Art Bell, and he allegedly quit doing that because somebody allegedly shot at his house, and he feared for the safety of his wife and kid.
Yeah. Maybe that's true. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Point 51 through 54, at the time that Savage made the statement, defendant had no reliable information whatsoever on which to base the false statement. As a direct and proximate result of the publication of the statement, plaintiff has suffered injury to their reputation and mental well-being. As a direct and proximate result of the publication of the statement, plaintiffs have suffered severe emotional distress, and upon information and belief, the defendant's conduct was willfully, wanton, and malicious, and was done with conscious disregard for plaintiff's rights.
I don't think there was any kind of, in the case of Savage and what he said, I don't think he, you know, premeditated that comment. I don't think that was in his notes or anything like that. Oh, I'm going to make fun of Art Bell today.
Right.
I think that was just his stream of consciousness. You know, he didn't premeditate anything about that. And the way I heard it, at least, it was just
right.
him blathering
that,
on.
That did not sound, you know, like a prepared statement.
Not at all. Not at all. He was just excusing a topic. The topic was, do you have a gun? If so, why? You don't have a gun? If not, why not? That was his topic.
Right.
And then he went and justified why he was touching what he considered to be a third rail issue for talk radio, and then mentioned this, you know, joke.
Right. And we didn't get to the point where he said whatever the third thing is. He said there's three things you don't talk about.
I don't know if he got to it.
Guns?
Yeah.
You don't talk about, because then that's all everybody's going to talk about for 3 months. UFOs, you don't talk about UFOs. That's how you wind up in the Philippines with a
10-year-old
hooker, and then you're off the radio. And that's where we ended. So we didn't hear whatever his third
rail is. If he even got to it.
Right.
Let's go to John in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey. You're on the air.
Okay. One thing I want to say. One of you mentioned earlier that you didn't think an investigation would be started because of the 10-year-old hooker thing. Anything that goes to CPS must be investigated, regardless of whether it's true or not, whether you have kids or not.
Well, so, Michael Savage didn't call CPS. He made a statement on radio that was, you know, took 3 seconds to make.
Exactly.
Joking that Art Bell, while in the Philippines, had
yeah.
hired a 10-year-old hooker.
Even if somebody called CPS, that would be out of their jurisdiction anyway.
That's possible. That's
yeah.
possible. Now, on to the part of whether somebody should be able to say something bad about another person. I was accused by somebody, and this was over money, of being involved with somebody underage, and I got death threats and everything else out of that. And honestly, that's not right.
All right, I want to hear more about it. If you want to tell us, John, hang on. We'll bring you back here. I didn't say it was right to say things that are false about people. It's not right. But should it be illegal? Free speech?
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Saturday edition, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We have been talking about the lawsuit filed by talk show host Art Bell against talk show host Michael Savage. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. But to go a little different direction for a moment, Tipsy Elves. They're back on board.
That's still free speech.
We're back on board with Tipsy Elves for the holiday season. They came on with Free Talk Live last year, and Mark and I got some of the ugliest Christmas sweaters you will ever see. I don't happen to be wearing it tonight, but I've actually worn it a number of times because it's very warm. They are serious about quality and construction, even though the sweaters themselves are all about fun over at Tipsy Elves. And everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater this time of year. If you want bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at your Christmas parties, listen up. Check out tipsyelves.com. They've got some of the most ridiculous ugly sweaters that you've ever seen. I've actually got the one that Chris Reitman, who is your Thursday night co-host,
yes,
ordered. He has yet to actually come by to pick it up.
He was here Thursday when the sweater arrived. He just left it here
by mistake. He spaced out. Yeah, he spaced out, left it here. So we get it here to show to you on our cam feed. So if you're at cam.freetalklive.com, you can see that here. But you can also go to their website at tipsyelves.com. And the one that Chris ordered is called the Jingle Bros sweater. It's got Santa Claus holding some eggnog and Jesus giving a peace symbol. They're kind of just hanging with one another there. That's actually one of the less offensive ones that they have. Some of these things, like the reindeers having sex shirt that you ordered last year, Daryl, without even really realizing.
No, that was ordered for me.
Oh, okay. You were given it without really, and you wore it without realizing what was on it. So, just some funny stuff.
Wore it to a city council meeting.
It's and some of these are interactive shirts as well, like one of them with the men's cornhole sweater, where there's actually a box mounted to the front of the sweater, and presumably you will throw things into the Velcro beanbags you are given with the sweater.
Nice.
You can throw into the box. You can actually play games with your ugly sweater from Tipsy Elves. You get 20% off, by the way. We're not just telling you about Tipsy Elves. You get a deal because you're a Free Talk Live listener, and they don't just have ugly sweaters. They've got other stuff you get full-on Christmas suits for men. For women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. And in addition to their Christmas apparel, they also have collegiate designs if you're into that stuff. So 20% off the entire store, all of their inventory, if you use our code at the checkout. So you go to tipsyelves.com. When you're ready to check out, you put in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and it gets you a 20% site-wide discount. Perfect gift, and want to get one for yourself because, like they said, you're going to be talked about if you go anywhere with these sweaters on because they are super garish and ridiculous. So check them out and get 20% off with code FTL at checkout at tipsyelves.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We did have a gentleman on the line who he dropped off, but the last point that he made was that he thought that Art Bell was within his rights to sue because he said it wasn't right. It's not right when somebody tells a lie about you. And I agree, it's not right when someone tells a lie about you. I get you. I agree with that. But I don't think that everything that's wrong should be illegal. I don't think that everything that's morally wrong should be illegal. I think that, hitting somebody, you're violating their individual person in that case. That's wrong. That makes sense why that's illegal. But in a society that supposedly values free speech, I think free speech needs to be upheld, even if it's offensive and false.
And again, this is not a criminal case against Michael Savage.
No, of course not.
It's a civil case.
It's still going to cost him a lot of time and money and lawyers and everything to defend this particular case. So I would like to see cases like this get laughed out of court by the judge. Like, hey. First of all, you're a public personality, bud. You have to put up with more crap than anybody else does. That's the way the law is.
Yes.
Private people have much more protections when it comes to libel. But I don't think libel should even really be something that you can sue over. And I understand why people want to do it.
You would not have a problem if there was, a free market arbiter that someone attempted to take somebody to.
Sure, as long as the arbiter is, you know, the worst thing can happen is they can just fact find, essentially say that, well, I believe this case, you know, this person's case over the other. Not that you should have to pay $1 million because you said something somebody didn't like that wasn't necessarily true. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Lee. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lee.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
Great show.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just calling about the Michael Savage Art Bell situation. I've actually listened to them both, so, you know, I kind of know. I know how Michael Savage can be. He can be pretty savage.
Yep.
But I was just wondering, when I listened to the clip that you all played, I didn't hear Art Bell specifically named unless I missed.
You're correct. He did
correct.
Not say Art Bell's name, and Art even mentions that, or rather Art's attorneys mention that in the lawsuit.
It's going to make his case a lot harder.
Is that, you know, even though Art Bell was not mentioned by name, everybody that, you know, had any knowledge knew who was being referred to.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, because, I mean, I think this was meant for, like, more of the people that are in the know, because, as I said, I've listened to both of them. And when you were relaying the story and I heard the clip, I didn't think of Art Bell right away. As a listener, I'm just like, oh yeah, they're talking about Art Bell. No, it's more like an inside thing.
Were you aware of Art Bell moving to the Philippines as part of his kind
of No, I wasn't.
Right.
No,
so had you been aware of that, then it might have clued you in that was Art Bell,
or you might have been like, wait a second, did Art Bell or George Norrie, either one, wind up going to the Philippines?
Yeah. Right. Right. Oh. Yes, I would. Of course, you know, I would put that together. You know, but like I said, I think it's a horrible thing when anybody disparages you. You know, everybody, all of us have had that in life, and it's hurtful and painful. But you know, you have to move along. And to your point, it is wasting the court's time. And by giving it more attention, it only draws attention.
Yep.
To the negativity.
Yeah, not only is it wasting the court's time, it's wasting Art Bell's time.
He's doing this as some kind of huge publicity stunt to wind up getting, you know, more name recognition.
Yeah, but he's getting name recognition as, you know, a big crybaby. I don't know if that's something you want to be known for. Lee, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you because I think Lee is spot on. Look, Art may have the right to sue under the current legal situation here, and he may actually have legal standing. I started the show tonight thinking he didn't, but when we looked further at...
I don't know. I would not be surprised if the case went either way.
Yeah, well, when we look further at the definition of actual malice, which is what one must prove in order to have a successful libel suit when one is a public person, he might be able to do that, although, as she pointed out, still his name isn't actually mentioned. That's a huge weak spot in this suit. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Big-time talk show hosts are suing, one of them suing the other. It's Art Bell suing Michael Savage over a comment that Savage made that didn't even mention Art Bell's name. He sort of suggested he was talking about Art Bell based on the circumstances of the comment.
Now, but it would not surprise me if at some point before this is all said and done that Michael Savage does sue Art Bell for some kind of frivolous lawsuit claim or something.
I don't know. Can you do that? Can you sue for a frivolous lawsuit? Or does it? I don't know if that holds water either. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know.
You sued me, and you're causing me to spend money on a lawyer, so I'm suing you for my legal
so
fees.
So to sue for legal. Okay, that's a possibility.
So that's still, you have to file something in order to recoup legal fees.
Yeah, I wonder what that would be called. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Look, before we go on with your calls and thoughts, you need to know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It is not a health insurance company. They are a free market healthcare company. And they actually give you freedom from health insurance. So, no, you don't have to have health insurance. I understand that the Obamacare thing makes people think that, but there are ways around it. And this is one of them. HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price. Go check them out at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
And apparently there are 7 different causes of action.
Allegedly.
So he's alleging negligent infliction of emotional distress, intentional infliction of emotional distress, false light invasion of privacy. And let me sort of read one of the statements here up under that to give some kind of clue what he means here. Plaintiffs restate and incorporate by reference each of the foregoing paragraphs, blah, blah, blah. As they are fully stated, the statements made by Savage caused publicity to be generated about Mr. Bell that was false or misleading.
What publicity? I mean, what are we talking about?
You talk about UFOs and you wind up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker.
Yeah, but what else came out of that? I mean, if they're alleging that false publicity came out of that, besides the statement itself, are we talking about trolls posting on YouTube comments? I mean, or
he says, and I'm going backwards from here, but he does say that, you know, people knew that this was about Art Bell. People knew that it was false. Other claims here is defamation per se under California Civil Code.
It's just
defamation.
So petty.
So two sites under California Civil Code. 3 citations of defamation under California Civil Code. So the first 4.
So this was filed in California court?
Yes.
Because I guess that's where Savage lives. Right?
U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California.
Huh. This reminds me of a video I saw last night on YouTube where apparently the pranksters on YouTube are in a fight, some of them. So Vitaly ZDTV, Vitaly Zodorovsky, who's one of the most popular YouTube prankers, put out a video calling out like 10 or 5 or 6, a bunch of these other YouTube pranksters, basically saying they're all fakes, saying that their pranks are fakes. And, you know, calling him out, saying mean and nasty things about him. Of course, they have allegedly been saying mean and nasty things about him. And he was so there's this huge fight between the YouTube pranksters. And, you know, at the very least, I thought it was a bad move on his part because, again, it's just like just ignore them. I mean, if they're that much of a problem, if they're a problem or whatever, you don't like them or you don't, you know, like their channel or like what they're saying. Just ignore them.
Right.
Now you're just giving them more attention.
Is this a thing to where? And I'm going to use what might be, you know, some sort of jargon that people don't understand. Is he punching up or punching down?
He's punching down. Vitaly's probably the number one YouTube prankster, if not Roman Atwood. He's one or two. He's one of the top two.
So unless this is some kind of publicity stunt.
Which it could be. It could be.
You know, it could be to where, you know, he's trying to, you know, like, help some of those guys out.
Yeah, it could be.
By giving them promotion.
That could very well be. I mean, he did say at the end who he likes. So he spent most of the video talking about who he hates. And then he spent the very end talking about the pranksters that he likes. So he definitely divvied them up into two categories. But you could be right if they had some sort of agreement like, all right, guys, let's all fight on video.
You guys are fake, so I'm going to make a video about how you're fake.
And then the other guys.
You'll respond. And then everybody will see it.
Right. Everybody's calling everybody fake at this point. But at least he hasn't sued anybody over
it.
You know, none of them have sued one another. It's just an on-air, you know, spat. And ultimately, you're right. Whether or not it's orchestrated or if it's legit, more people are going to find these other channels as a result of it.
So in the wrestling business, they would say, is it a work or a shoot?
Work meaning that it's
a work means that it's planned out.
Okay.
It's, you know,
choreographed.
Set up, choreographed, and a shoot means this is real. That was not what was supposed to happen. Vince McMahon had no clue that you were going to do this.
You weren't supposed to hit him with the chair, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And WWE, speaking of hitting with chairs, WWE actually banned unprotected headshots with chairs. So whenever they use a chair now, they'll hit in the gut. And in the back.
Interesting. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Robert is in Vermont, listening at freetalklive.com. Hey, Robert.
Hey, just a short observation here. I mean, there isn't anything that guy said that the other guy can't recover from at all. I mean, in terms of what I read and just, you know, what I heard in the video. But I would think that you know, James Whittakine, the guy from Arizona that's been calling into Free Talk Live for all of these years and threatens our friend Mark Edge. And
he's on hold right now, by the way. He's on hold right now.
Let him talk to Robert.
You want to bring James on? You want to talk to James, Robert?
I don't care. I ain't afraid.
Since you're going to talk about him, it's only fair. I'm going to bring James on here with Robert. Go ahead, Robert, with your comment. And, James, please listen to him as he comments, and then you can respond.
Don't tell me what to do, but I'd like the last word.
I said please. I didn't tell you what to do. I said please. It was a request.
I just said something. Give me the last word. Let Robert fire away at me.
Fair enough, James.
That he is.
Go ahead, Robert.
I was just saying that an example of what that law is the kind of crap that James Whittakine does when he calls in and he threatens our friend Mark Edge and his family and stuff like that. I'm going to look on Facebook. I mean, that's a
really?
Prime example.
Hey, Robert, I'll give you my email address off the air if you can send me those messages that I threatened Mark Etchington's family.
All you got to do is just go on to the Free Talk Live archives, and there are all the videos are all in, all the audios are all in there. You've been doing this for the last 3 or 4 years.
I can't hear you. Are you slobbering because you've been drinking? Robert.
No.
Do send me those links where I threatened a female that is married to him and a child. I've never done such a thing, never would do such a thing. I don't want to go to hell like Mark Etchington is going to go. When he finally stops breathing, Robert. But bring it on. Go ahead. Tell me when I ever threatened his wife.
What's your email address, James? Go ahead and get
it. Do I expect a woman that sleeps with Mark Edgington? No. Do I think his child is at risk having two disgusting parents? Yes. Bring it on, Robert.
Robert?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Any other comments for James?
Yes, bring it on.
Yeah,
tell me when I ever
All anybody's going to do is just look up in the archives of Free Talk Live, and all the audio's in there for the last 3 to 5. Heard them all.
Robert, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, dude. I appreciate that. We're going to give James a chance to respond here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and maybe he'll give his email address out. I think that some people would appreciate that. I'm sure there are a lot of people in our audience who would love to get into a conversation with James. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And with you in studio tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to go check out more Daryl over at libertylobby.xyz. You've got a lot planned here for this upcoming lobbying season in New Hampshire, Daryl. And this is the first year you're officially doing it as a paid lobbyist.
Yes.
You've gone up to the State House in Concord. You've done a lot of great work for Liberty, testifying in front of various different committees. You had adopted the Elections Committee as like your pet committee to really kind of spend a lot of time with and try to work on and get them to move in, you know, a more fair ballot access direction, among other things. But this time around, you formed LibertyLobby.xyz for the purpose of helping you cover the costs that you've incurred doing lobbying. Well, I guess it's not lobbying unless you get paid, but doing something like that, trying to influence politicians. And so you want to get some money for some gas, some money for lunch or whatever, and some money to basically make it so you don't have to work at Free Talk Live 5 days a week.
Well, not to necessarily that, but to cover when I do miss time.
Right.
That way,
because you have to take a whole day off in order to go to the
State
House.
Take a whole day off, and sometimes, depending on how busy the week is, because the House committees will generally meet
Wednesday,
2 days a week.
Tuesday,
Thursday is what it has been.
Mm-hmm.
Possibility that next year that will change to Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the Senate, well, they sometimes will have committee hearings every day of the week. So, I might wind up having to miss an entire week or half a week.
Right.
So, that's where the funds coming in help to where it's not, making a financial hit, and I don't have to do these cost-benefit sort of equations in my head.
Can you afford to take time?
Do I go testify on these, two really, really important bills or these four kind of important bills on a different day?
Yeah, you should be able to do all of it because you really love to do this stuff, and there's really nobody else doing it at the level that you are in the State House.
Right. There are, people that are lobbying for specific things. So there's, the gun lobbies, for instance. There are...
And they don't need any help. They're doing fine.
Right. Well, you know, there are some of the smaller... Like, the Women's Defense League is a smaller one.
Right.
There's a growing homeschool lobby or school choice lobby.
They've been pretty big.
And, right, and yeah. I didn't say small, I said right. growing.
Okay, fair enough.
But again, they're hitting a single issue. They right. show up in force on, you know, one or two bills that are specific to their cause. There's not anybody that is a general lobbyist for Liberty.
And you are. Yes. LibertyLobby.xyz allows listeners to get behind you. If you're not in New Hampshire, you want to help us out, you want to help the activism that's happening here, money's the best way to do that.
Yes.
Besides moving here and getting active, sending a few bucks a month to something like LibertyLobby.xyz is very helpful. Also, of course, the AMP program is at amp.freetalklive.com. So if you got a few bucks, send it to both places. Or if you only have a few bucks and you want to send it to one or the other, either way is just fine because we're all doing good work for Liberty here. Again, LibertyLobby.xyz. XYZ to get behind Daryl's efforts. As we go back to James in Arizona, he was being called out by Robert in Vermont. You requested the last word. Go ahead with your thoughts, James.
James, never in my life until I heard somebody that criminally calls himself minister and made up a false name called Freeman that his parents probably are glad you did, Bernard, saying defend somebody's right to lie. Anyway, speaking of it, should it be illegal? Lying, that is, Ian Bernard? No, nobody I know has ever argued such. That's why we have something that when you maliciously lie about somebody on the public airwaves, we have something, thanks to this, called civil court for uncivilized lying facts like yourself and Daryl W. Perry, of which, did you hang up on Robert? Because I'd like to ask the parrot, who obviously has some mental problems, a very simple question, because I should have liked to have said to Robert that 2 years ago, I can remember where I was speaking on your in-studio line that you used to take my calls off air. I Minister Ed, to him, if I'd wanted to hurt him or his family, I would have already. And that was 2 years ago. And for 2 years, Robert and other callers and other people on Facebook have been parroting malicious lies about me that you do with impunity. And I can't believe I'm saying this because I never listened to Art Bell because I hate conspiracy make-believe radio that fools like Robert listen to and take serious like Cody O'Connor does. It's called, it's criminal to lie about people in a esoteric sense, in a ministerial sense, Bernard. Yes, you're going to answer in the court of law, Bernard, and Daryl W. Perry and Mark Edgington for all the crap you said about me that's not true, and I can go on and on about it, because unlike you, Bernard, I don't allege the truth. I only tell the truth. I don't say people like Vince Foster was murdered by Hillary Clinton, even as much as I hate Hillary Clinton, because saying somebody was murdered by Hillary Clinton when it didn't happen is wrong. It's libelous, but you've done it to me. I'm just a private person. I'm just a caller to a radio show.
Oh, no, you're not a private person.
You had people sack me online with me never having said anything untoward to you or Mark ever. And
I didn't instruct anybody to do anything, James. You called
a kid and a woman.
Thanks for the call tonight. You called this show and were outrageous and just terrible in general, and our listeners on their own volition decided to dox you to learn more about you, okay? I didn't ask anybody to do anything of the sort. I don't know, you know, didn't know you from Adam, James, until you called this program and started behaving poorly towards the people on this show. And as far as the allegations of what you said, you have said on multiple occasions to Mark in private messages sent on Skype, which have been recorded, basically you threatened him and his family on more than one occasion. And Mark had copied that information, and he put it on a page on Facebook called Things James Wittekind Says. And I think that's what Robert was referencing earlier when he was talking about all the things that James has said. They're all there for anybody who wants to read them, including anybody in the court or whatever, if you decide to file some sort of suit, James. So
Have not been edited by Mark or anyone else.
No. And look, you're not a private person if you're calling a public talk radio show over and over again. and, you know, making yourself into a public personality, as far as I'm concerned. And to my knowledge, I've never said anything that's not true about you. You know, he said that that he hasn't been arrested for DUI 3 times. Well, the arrest records at jail.com show that he has. That's what I'm going on. Now, if that's false information, then he really ought to contact jail.com and ask them, you know, to remove that information or to correct it. And why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he take up the issue with them? Regardless, let's continue here. We got David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, gentlemen. In the remaining time you have, there's no way for me to get to all the different points of law that I'm interested in getting to, so I'll have to deliver them to you another night. Let me start by sharing some commonality with Daryl. Daryl had worked basically in a psych ward. I also did that for a number of years, worked in a psych ward and elsewhere in the hospital. So I had the same similar experiences that you described earlier. And then parallel lives, I've also lobbied basically full-time for the last 5 years in New Mexico, excuse me, legislature, which is why the other day, or weeks ago or months ago, whatever it was, I had bragged to you that there's not a upper-level politician in the state of New Mexico that doesn't know me. In fact, if you just say the name David, they would probably know who you're talking about. As a matter of fact, the now defeated but formerly highest ranking, the most powerful guy in the state Senate in New Mexico sent me a Facebook friend request the other day before the election. Anyway, on the topic of the law, first of all, the girl that had called in for future, there's lots of points of law in there that can be helpful to your listeners if they understand things that she could have done that could have protected her and can protect your listeners if they know about them.
You're talking about the girl who was accused of stealing things that she says she didn't steal?
Yeah, exactly. If she'd have known a few things, she probably could have stopped that right in its tracks and never had to deal with anybody, including the police, about any of that.
Had not basically, you know, agreed to the police that, yes, I did this, then she probably would not have had some of the problems. Also,
yeah, generally,
had she
don't talk to the
some
police.
Sleep, and had she, you know, not gone somewhere that
she wasn't,
you know,
wanted.
Yeah, the not homeowner, but the person in charge didn't want her, then, you know, the whole thing could have been avoided.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. We're out of time. If you didn't get on the air with us, well, that's okay. We got a live Sunday edition that we do, and you can join us for that. It's tomorrow night, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern time, same night, same, same time frame, every single night, 7 nights a week. So you can join us then or online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.